Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, or you can also call in and press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air, and I will put you on the air for your comments or opinions. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. And I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. Now, today's word of the day is notch. Notch, N-O-T-C-H. Notch is a noun, and it means a V-shaped indentation, a V-shaped indentation, or a slit made to serve as a record. And another meaning is a deep, close pass or a gap. All right, so that is a notch. I think you guys know what a notch is, but at any rate, you can use it however you'd like. Add it to your vocabulary. Right now, it's 83 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 93. Partly cloudy with a low tonight of 73. Tomorrow, 94, partly cloudy. Low 72. On Saturday, 93. In sunshine with a low of 73. And before I get into the show, I just wanted to say to some of the my high school alumni people that this weekend, Saturday, looks like it's going to be a great weekend for our all alumni picnic. And I will be in attendance. I thought I was not going to be able to come prior to this week, but because I was thought I had to work, but that Saturday got canceled, so I will be there. So look for me on Saturday. I'll be at the class of 1982 tent on Saturday, and I will have T-shirts, armbands, all kinds of goodies from the show that you guys can pick up, or if I run out of supplies, which I have a limited amount of supplies, then you can always order a T-shirt or armband or what have you. Now I will be probably starting in the next week or two. I will be giving away free T-shirts to some of the show listeners. I will be doing some kind of shirt giveaway, okay? And it should be a shirt and an armband or a wristband for answering some trivia questions, maybe about me or about the show or something like that. So I will start to do that over the next couple of weeks, so tune in for that. But again, this weekend, I will be at the picnic of the all-alumni class. This is our fifth anniversary of doing this. And it's going to be at the high school, which is a change. And it should be a great, great event. So you get a chance to see all the classes from Douglas High School and from 1970 all the way up to 2015. And I know there aren't that many that are going to participate. But, hey, it's an opportunity. But, you know, most of the older classes will be there. And again, I will be there on Saturday. Don't know how long I'll be there, but I will be there. So look for me in my big black cowboy hat and my show t-shirt, and come see me, all right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number. I think I have a barn burner for you today. Today's episode is entitled, An Atlanta Man Throws Boiling Water on a Gay Couple. And I'm going to tell you what happens next. So I'm just going to read a little bit from this article about this. And you tell me if the punishment was too harsh or what, okay? And again, this was something that just blew my mind, okay? Now, I am a homophobe. I'm not homophobic of women who are lesbians or gay or whatever you want to call it. I am homophobic of men who are gay, okay? And I call men gay, the women lesbians. So I am a homophobe of men, gay men. I don't know. I've been like that since I was a young boy. I think my dad instilled that in me. But anyway, here we go. A jury has convicted an Atlanta truck driver accused of pouring boiling water over two gay men as the couple slept in February. Now, this was in February, and this tells you how these things don't come to light for a long time sometimes. But here we go. The jury deliberated for about 90 minutes Wednesday before finding Martin Blackwell guilty of 8 counts of aggravated battery and 2 counts of aggravated assault, according to the Associated Press. He wasn't charged with a hate crime because Georgia is one of 5 states that do not have hate crime statutes. But they are looking at FBI and federal investigators. They're considering whether to charge Blackwell with a federal hate crime. All right. So this guy, Anthony Gooden, had told his family he was gay shortly before the attack, which happened as Gooden slept on a mattress in his mother's living room next to Marquez Tolbert, according to the AP. The men had been dating for about 6 weeks. Blackwell, a long-haul trucker, this the guy who was on trial, who stayed at the house when he was in town, came in and saw the two unconscious men lying next to each other. He went to the kitchen, pulled out a pot, filled it with water, and then set it up to boil. Okay? So this guy was acting, he's premeditated, right? So moments later, he poured the scalding water over the men, and this one of the gay men said that, "I woke up to the most unimaginable pain in my entire life." He was wondering why I'm in so much pain. I'm wondering why I'm wet. I don't understand what's going on. Okay. Then Blackwell, the guy on trial, allegedly yanked him off the mattress and yelled, "Get out of my house with all that gay." Okay, they were stuck together like two hot dogs. So I poured a little hot water on them and helped them out. "They'll be all right," he said. "It was just a little hot water." Blackwell claimed the two men were having sex when he poured water on them. Vicky Gray, a friend of Tolbert's, told the news station, "That's not true. They were asleep after a long day of work. Not that the alleged attack would have been justified in any case," she noted. Tolbert must now wear compression garments 23 hours a day for the next 2 years. Gray wrote in an email to the Post and is attending weekly counseling and physical therapy sessions to deal with his emotional and physical scars. It's difficult for him to go outside because sunlight exacerbates the pain of his burns. Gooden, who was burned even more severely, was in a medically induced coma for several weeks, Gray said. According to his GoFundMe page, more than 60% of his body was burned, and he had to undergo skin graft surgery to repair damage to his face, neck, back, arms, chest, and head. Now, I'm going to kind of stop there. I'm not going to go too much further, but Blackwell, the guy on trial, was sentenced to 40 years in prison. 40 years in prison. And I'm looking at this guy now, and he looks like he's in his late 50s. Okay? And a truck driver. So by him being sentenced to 40 years in prison, he probably will not see daylight again. He'll probably die in jail. Now, was that worth throwing hot water on a gay couple? I mean, I'm a homophobe, okay? I guess he's a homophobe. I don't like gay men. I'm putting it out there. But I'm not going to throw hot water on them. Boiling water, that's not my deal. I'm not someone that wants to inflict pain on someone else. But this guy, for him to throw hot boiling water on someone who's sleeping, has not done anything physically to harm you or mentally to harm you. They just laying there sleeping, and he said it was stuck together like frozen hot dogs or whatever. But so what? I mean, if you were, it doesn't sound like this is his home. He didn't own this home. They're not like in his home doing this. It seems like if you came in and saw these guys laying there sleeping together on the cat on the mattress on the floor, and you didn't like it, wake them up. Tell them to get out. Tell them to go get a hotel room. They can't do that here. And if it's not his place, he doesn't own the place. It's not his home. Where they're doing whatever they're doing there, then you don't have any say so over that. Or you go to whomever owns the place and let them know that you don't like it, or they could do this and do that. But you can't take matters into your own hands and do something as heinous as throwing boiling water on someone. That's like throwing hot grits on somebody, and these grits though they'll stick to you and just burn. But he didn't do that. But he threw boiling. This is boiling water. He threw that on these guys. And again, although I'm a homophobe, I don't like gay men, but that's not something that I condone. I don't, I definitely don't think it was right. Don't know if 40 years in prison is right for it, but hey, that's what a jury of his peers or the judge gave him after being guilty of eight counts of aggravated battery. I don't know how eight counts of aggravated battery come about and two counts of aggravated assault. I could see the two counts of aggravated assault against you know, the two guys, but 8 counts of aggravated battery. I don't know how they came up with that. But regardless of that, that's what was charged with him. That's what the judge gave him, sentenced him to 40 years in prison. So this guy is gone probably for the rest of his life for throwing boiling water on a gay couple. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you can press the number 1 right now and give me your comments or opinions on this subject. Now, again, I don't like it. I don't condone this, what he did. I don't condone his behavior. He did what he did. Now he's going to pay to suffer the consequences. I tell people all the time, you know, you have to think about what you're doing or what you're getting ready to do before you do it. Think about the consequences. Is it going to hurt anyone? Is it going to, you know, break the law? And then is it right? You know, everyone knows right from wrong. Come on, y'all. And you know it's not right, boiling water on someone. If someone threw boiling water on you, what would you think? Okay? You know, you want that person to suffer the consequences as well. And so, you know, although they're gay or whatever, they still are human beings. And, you know, they're not dogs. I mean, I wouldn't do a dog like that either, but I have seen that done to dogs. Okay? I mean, that's way back when I was growing up. I remember of a, and I'll tell you this story real quick, but it was back when I was growing up, we didn't have leash laws. So dogs running the street freely. And you could easily see a dog walking up and down the street at any time. And anyway, but this girl dog and this boy dog, they were, you know, they were stuck together, okay? And they couldn't get apart. And so my neighbor, a few houses down, where the dogs were in her yard, she threw hot water on the dogs to separate them. Okay, the dog hollered as far as you can see him. You know, they ran and they pulled apart, of course, because the hot water, you know, scalded them. They pulled apart, of course, and they ran like crazy, just hollering and screaming. Okay, I probably wouldn't do that to a dog. I definitely wouldn't do that to another human being. I don't know what they were doing. The guy said they were having sex on the mattress, but even that, that's even more reason. If I had seen a gay couple having sex on a mattress in the living room, and I'm sleeping at this house, yeah, I would have, you know, I definitely would have said something to these guys. If they were on the mattress having sex, yeah, I would have said something. Now, I wouldn't have gone and boiled water. I don't know, you know, how big a pot he had and how much water he had in the pot to boil, because it takes a little while for the water to get hot. The water started to boil. Then, so he had time in between the boiling water, in between the time he saw them and the water to boil, to wake them up, so to speak, or like he said, they were having sex, to tell them, hey, don't do that in here. You know, anybody could see you. So I'm thinking that he's lying, because I don't think this gay couple would be at someone's house or at his mama's house or wherever they were having sex with his partner in full view where everyone could see in the living room. So, it sounds like to me that it's true that they were just laying there sleeping. And, so the guy had the opportunity to just wake them up and tell them to, you know, get out or go somewhere else with that stuff, whatever. But it looks like they had just announced that they were seeing each other and they were a gay couple to his family. But, this guy came home, I guess, from a long day or a few days on the road. He's a truck driver. Saw him sleeping there. And just sounds like to me he didn't say anything. He's just like, these damn gay guys, I'm going in. But how did he know they were gay? They had just announced it to the family that they were gay. They didn't, not to me, from reading this article, he didn't know that they were gay. But he goes in the kitchen, puts some hot boiling water on, and then goes to the living room and douses them with the water. Burning these folks. I mean, that's heinous, man. That's a tough crime. Now this guy says that let's see if I can find that in this article. I just read it. Something about he's got a Tolbert must now wear compression garments 23 hours a day for the next 2 years. And I guess a compression garment is something that you wear over your burns. I guess they do this from the hospital, something you wear over your burns to protect them. 23 hours a day. So it's only 1 hour out of the day. I guess he can, for so long for him to do some type of shower or bathe or whatever, and then put the compression garments back on for 23 hours a day for the next 2 years. And that's a tough road to walk. And so, you know, 40 years in prison, they gave this guy for doing this. I guess that's enough. Now you think, when you think about it, for me, when I think about it now, he threw boiling water on this gay couple, and now he's going to jail, to prison, where now, most likely, he's going to be gay. Because now you got to deal with all the guys in prison. And you know the first thing they're going to do is test you to see if they can take your manhood. Okay? And from the way this guy looks on this picture, I don't know if he can make it through the test that these prisoners gonna put on him when they get him inside. So it's, you know, saying to you guys, my listeners out there, again, you have to think before you do something like this. You have to think and say, who's it gonna hurt? You have to think and say, am I breaking any laws? And then you think whether it's right or wrong. And this guy being in his 50s or so, you know, he had to know that it was wrong. I know my mom used to tell me all the time, all I can do, son, is teach you right from wrong. And if I teach you the right way to do things, then when you come to a situation where you don't have me around, you're going to make the right decision because that's all you know. So this guy made a bad decision. He done screwed up his life and everything, and he's going to go to prison for a long time. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for you today. Again, to all the listeners out there, I see a lot of people from my old high school for the alumni picnic this weekend. I will be there this weekend for sure at my class tent. I will be there this weekend. Looking forward to seeing you guys. I think it's going to be a great event. At least the weather is going to be good and hot and sunny, no rain in the forecast. So it looks like this is a great weekend that was picked. And, you know, again, I have T-shirts and armbands and stuff like that from the show. So get at me, guys. Find me. I'll be around somewhere. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Now, tomorrow is Friday, and it will be Free for All Friday, so the all lines will be open for you guys to call in and comment or, you know, talk about whatever you'd like. Now, all lines will be open this Free for All Friday, and if anyone out there who wants to come on the air and say something or talk about the alumni picnic tomorrow, they can. I'll give you however much time you want or need to do that. And so the show will be open. Hey, take care, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half.
Are you ready?
Good day.
From here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your belt home.